Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA and NHL playoffs, Major League Baseball, fights, and even next season's NFL futures. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards Football. Today I got a very NFL special video. It's Bill Nunn, Chief Scout, the Pittsburgh Steelers of the 70s. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards Football. I'm Mr. Football Vincent Turner. Special thanks to my producer who's making it happen this morning, Mr. Logan Landers. Bill Nunn, Chief Scout, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Very responsible for that dynasty, the terrible towel, the black and gold from 1972 to 1980, the Pittsburgh Steelers dynasty under Chuck Noll. This young man had a very, very strong hold in bringing so many great players to that organization. But I'm going to start with the young man when he went to West Virginia State and came out of West Virginia State, ended up being the editor of the Pittsburgh Courier. And why Bill Nunn played a very, very serious part of African-Americans playing in the National Football League, because with the Pittsburgh Courier, he was the sports editor. And he had the All-American team that he put together. And the thing that Bill Nunn did with that black All-American football team, especially back in the 50s, the 60s, some of the greatest players were on their team, man. I'm talking about the work before he got with the Steelers. You think about the players that made this All-American team back in the 50s, Willie Davis, Hall of Famer, the Green Bay Packers, Willie Brown, Hall of Famer, the Las Vegas Raiders, known as the Oakland Raiders. Buck Buchanan, the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl champion. Len Barney, Jackson State, one of the best they ever did it with the Detroit Lions. All these guys made this All-American team. And of course, Eldridge Dickey and Claude Humphrey, Tennessee State finest. Bill Nunn was a chief in his own rights. And what he did for black college football is that I'm never, never going to take it for granted. See, they don't talk about the people like Lloyd Wales, Bill Nunn, but I'm going to do it here on 100 Yards of Football. These are guys that had a very, very, important part of building the National Football League. Bill Nunn's skill set as a scout was unbelievable. The knowledge of the game, the eye for talent, A+. The knowledge of the game, let me get my A+. The patience, A+. The ability to present yourself at a high level as a scout, A+. The communication, A+. The dependability, A+. And take this final one now, as I lean back, punctuality. And that's why, when you look at what Bill Nunn did with the Pittsburgh Steelers, not only for black college football, it's just something that is going to go down You get chill bumps. Let's talk about the Steelers and their greatness. 1972-1980. It started with the reception. Franco Harris catching the deflection off Freaky Fuqua. Jack Tatum making a hit. And the Steelers win that football game trailing 76 or 22 seconds ago. But that's where it started. And that's where the dynasty, the terrible tiles. But Bill Nunn, unbelievable. The Steelers, during that time period in the 70s, 8 straight playoff appearances, 6 consecutive AFC titles. 22 Steelers off that 72 team that Bill Nunn had a part of, played in 4 Super Bowls. But it was the HBCUs that played a big part. And then the Hall of Famers, before I get to the HBCUs, Joe Green, Ted Bradshaw, Franco Harris, Jack Ham, Jack Lambert, Mel Blount, Mike Webster, John Stallworth, Len Swan. The Super Bowl victories, it was 4 of them. First organization to win 4 Super Bowls. Minnesota 16-6, Dallas 21-17, Dallas again 35-31, and the Rams 31-19. But the guys that played a role in that, the HBCUs, Mel Blount, Southern University, Henry Davis, Grambling, Glenn Edwards, Florida A&M. John Fruquay, Morgan State. Joe Street Gilliam, Tennessee State. L.C. Greenwood, Arkansas Pine Bluff. Ernie Holmes, Texas Southern. Donnie Shell, South Carolina State. John Stallworth, Alabama A&M. Ben McGee, Jackson State. Bill Nunn was responsible for all those players playing a key role in the Pittsburgh dynasty. And I'm going to take one key moment. 1976, the Steelers defense might have been the best all-time defense in a single regular season. They didn't win the Super Bowl that year, but led by Mel Blount, L.C. Greenwood, Joe Green, Jack Ham, Jack Lambert. That defense that year had 9 straight wins, 5 shutouts. Out of those 9 straight games, they allowed 1 touchdown and only 28 points. Bill Nunn is responsible. And then in 1978, my freshman year at the University of Arkansas, because I was a big-time Dallas Cowboys fan, I didn't like Steeler Nation. Considered one of the greatest teams. They went 14-2 that year. Beat the Houston Oilers in the playoffs. And Terry Bradshaw was magnificent in the Super Bowl that year. 318 yards, 4 touchdowns, but was stuck out in that game. I thought Dallas was a better team. Drew Pearson, Roger Staubach, Tony Dorsett, Tony Hill, Benny Barnes, Harvey Martin. But all I can remember about that game was John Stallworth. His 75-yard touchdown reception in that game. And then the player of the game, when Randy White fumbled the ensuing kickoff after Franco Harris had scored on that great 32-yard run and put the Steelers up 21-17. And that first play, Ted Bradshaw goes back and he puts it up in the air. And Lynch, one like a ballerina, goes up and gets it over, I want to say, Benny Barnes or Mark Washington. And he got up and did like that. And the terrible towels. And I was in Buchanan Drake. And the Steelers fans rose to the occasion. And then the following year, back-to-back Super Bowl championships, defeated the LA Rams in California. And John Stallworth, great 73-yard bomb for a touchdown in that game. Out of Alabama A&M. We could talk about Chuck Noll. We could talk about Franco. We could talk about Terry Bradshaw. We could talk about Joe Green. But the gentleman out of West Virginia State, editor of the Pittsburgh Courier, with his scouting prowess, his scouting savant ability, he was the reason that that Steeler dynasty was special from 1972 to 1980. Four Super Bowls. 22 Steelers played in four Super Bowl games. 8 straight seasons in the AFC playoffs. 6 consecutive AFC titles. Bill Nunn was the man. And Bill Nunn would go down as a hero in the National Football League. Him and Lloyd Wells, the first two African-American scouts in this game back in the 60s and 70s, are responsible for the National Football League to be where they are today. I'm sorry. The resume speaks for itself. The facts speak for itself. The players speak for themselves. Bill Nunn was special. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. It's been an honor. It's been a pleasure to come into your living rooms this morning. To my producer, Mr. Logan Landis, for making it happen. My final words about Bill Nunn. When the Steeler dynasty was going at a high level, I was 12 years old. And something that I'm going to tell this morning that my father didn't even know. He probably going to get upset. Chester Turner back down in Memphis, Tennessee. When I think about the Steeler dynasty, I think about war and the song they had, Spill That Wine. Well, some days in the summer, as a 12-year-old, my friends that I grew up with, Greg Lyons, who was 10 at the time, Greg Porter, Clifton Miller, my next door neighbor. We used to sneak under this tree and we used to have somebody buy us some wine out of the store. My father don't even know this till this day. He's going to chuckle. And we used to sit under the tree and pretend like we was war, the Ohio players, and sip on that wine. It was like I was out strolling one very hot summer day. When I thought I was by myself, laying down by myself, I was in this big field of tall grass with my friends, specifically Pine Hill Golf Course, if you know what I'm talking about, if you're from Memphis, Tennessee. And we felt the caressing coming from my face. It was us drinking that wine as young men, thinking we was grown and dreaming like we was in Hollywood. We were spilling that wine like war, and the Pittsburgh Steelers under Bill Nunn, they were spilling that wine at a high level with 4 Super Bowls and all those great players from the HBCUs and the other colleges. The Steeler dynasty was spilling that wine.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. We'll surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards Football. Greg Lyons, Clifton Miller, Greg Porter. You know what I'm talking about. Sipping on that wine, baby. God bless. Have a wonderful day.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.